Welcome to Lost in the Supermarket. Whether you're a shopper or whether you're the CEO of a major food company or a retail organization, the number one concern that everybody has when you walk in a supermarket, it's about the produce department. Think about it for a moment. What you've got is you've got these fabulous colors. You've got this great aroma. Basically, it's putting you in a great mood for a great shopping experience. So today, I'm really thrilled to have with us Chris Jorgensen. Not only is Chris one of the state-of-the-art produce managers in the nation, but he just won the International Fresh Produce Association Produce Manager Award of the Year. Chris, welcome to Lost in the Supermarket.
Thanks, Bill. Excited to be here with you today.
So, Chris, I understand that you grew up with your grandma in Nebraska, and you worked on her farm stand. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's very true. We did. Me, my brother, my sister. It was just, you know, exciting living on a farm produce stand, you know, just fresh fruits and vegetables all the time. And, you know, it was normal life for us. We didn't really go to the grocery store for much at all because everything was done on a farm.
So what did you learn from that experience, from the farm stand, talking to customers that now brings you into the supermarket arena? And, you know, you've been doing this for over 20 years. You're an international award winner. What were those learnings that really gave you the foundation to achieve this fame?
A lot of it, just watching my grandma talk and interact with the people that come to our stand, you know, they get to know each other on a first name basis, just like, you know, I do with my customers here at my store. I know a lot of them on a first name basis because they're in the store 4 or 5 days a week, and just carrying conversation with them and what they're looking for, what they like, you know, what they're, you know, eating and cooking. Just, you know, seeing her do that with the customers and the people that come to her stand was amazing. I think that's what's really instilled in me to do that here at the store level that I work at now.
So from this small farm stand, I'm assuming it was a small farm stand, to now Food Lion, one of America's, you know, biggest retailers. You know, what was the change like going from that small to this big monolith?
It's been a big change. Like when I first started Food Lion, you know, I wasn't even in produce. I was a frozen clerk. So I didn't, you know, I transitioned within a year over to the produce department, and just everything is bigger scale. You know, the ordering of the fruits and vegetables is way different than going out in the fields ourselves and picking them. You know, so that was a major adjustment, is just getting used to the influx of the people, a lot more people, you know, here at Food Lion than I had on the stand. So it's been a learning curve there.
So tell me a little bit about Food Lion's local goodness program and what that allows you to do as a produce manager.
Well, it's one of the greatest things Food Lion did is starting the local goodness program, because it gives me as a produce manager the ability to help local farmers and growers around our area by getting their name out, by selling their fruits and vegetables in the store. And then it helps, gives our customers, you know, a great opportunity to buy stuff that's super fresh, you know, in the field yesterday, and then today it's in my store, so you don't get no fresher than going out and picking yourself. So, you know, it gives them, the customers in the store, the great opportunity to get fresh local produce that day.
Well, talk about the internal process. If I look at various chains throughout the nation, what you've got is you've got a produce buyer at corporate, who then determines, and maybe sometimes they talk to the produce manager, maybe sometimes they don't. And basically, you know, the truck pulls up to the back of the store and you get what you get. How is Food Lion's program different than that?
We do, like I say, they get a lot of the buying is done at corporate, but they do actually, every now and again, they'll send out emails asking, you know, if we have anyone around us that might be willing to join a program. But of course, it's all got to go through corporate. It's just not here at my store level. But, you know, when they first started it 4 or 5 years ago, they sent the produce managers out to the fields actually to meet the growers and the experiences. Because some of them, you know, a lot of produce managers never experienced, I guess, growing up on a farm. So getting to see it and meet the actual growers, you know, is great. And we get like profiles of all the growers in the area that we can put up with our fruits and vegetables, where they're located, their family, how long it's been going on in their family. A lot of them are, you know, 4 or 5 generation farmers. So, you know, a lot of people in this area have been around for a long time, so they know a lot of the growers, and I think that helps in the farmers.
So I'm assuming when you go with the other produce managers to the farms, you know, all your cohorts then, you know, say, hey, Chris, you grew up on a farm. Give us the inside. When you go to a farm versus some other produce managers and you look through your lens, what are you looking for that farm to be able to supply your store the way you want it to be?
Just, you know, the growing conditions, making sure there's, you know, it's more than just throwing in the field and growing. I mean, there's a lot to it. You know, they got to have the right people and make sure that it's watering good and everything's growing well and looking good. You know, the fruits and vegetables, you don't want old wrinkly stuff or, you know, a lot of people don't know it too. Local stuff doesn't look different than stuff that's grown in greenhouses because, you know, it's outside, so there's going to be blemishes on it. And a lot of people will just throw it away when there's still nothing wrong with it because it's got a blemish on the outside of it. You know, it can be cleaned off. Excuse me. So that, you know, it's a lot of it, training the produce managers, the different, you know, aspects to look for quality from locally grown stuff to stuff we get from, you know, New Mexico or, you know, anywhere else in the United States that's grown indoors. It's a big difference.
So, Chris, look into your crystal ball. What are the trends that you're seeing in produce that we should all be looking at, we should all be watching, we should all be expecting is going to change, you know, not only Food Lion's produce departments, but all the produce departments throughout the country?
Well, for me here, the store I'm at, it's just ever since the pandemic, people eating a lot healthier than they used to. People more worried about their health and eating properly. And, you know, so I've seen just past couple of years a big influx in the sales that I have in my produce department, the orders, and my orders have almost doubled. You know, just the broccoli salads and, you know, the fresh, real fresh fruits and vegetables, people are buying a lot more than they used to. I think it's just because they're, you know, want to be healthier now and make sure, you know, nothing, you're not getting sick.
So, Chris, last question. What's your favorite fruit and what's your favorite vegetable?
For me, the vegetable, it's zucchini and yellow squash. I love to grill them on a grill or slice them up with peppers and onions and like pan fry them a little bit. So I'm, you know, big on that. Fruit would probably be a cantaloupe. Nothing can beat a good sweet, you know, Athena cantaloupe right out of the garden. They're really super sweet, you know, really good.
Well, Chris, again, congratulations on the award. Well deserved. Keep all those Food Lion, you know, customers happy in the produce department, because it really, as I said, sets the stage for the rest of their shopping trip. So congratulations and thank you for being on Lost in the Supermarket.
Thank you, Phil, and thanks for the invite to be on your show. And, you know, I'll do the best I can right here and hopefully it'll go on and everyone else will start, you know, having good fresh produce in their departments.